Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so on Friday, we gave you the market report on how insanely expensive the tickets were to the Dallas Cowboys game. And it came down. It went down, like, obviously, as it normally does before kickoff. But you wondered, you know, were they a lot of fans hoping to get big money from Cowboy fans? Because there were a ton of Cowboy fans in attendance. And then you lose a game like you did. Everybody watched it. Everybody's going to be down on the Browns, and the overreactions are going to be there as well after one game. And one of the bigger overreactions I might have heard, Owen, did you say you're wondering about whether or not you should sell your future tickets?
Yes. Well, here's the rub, right? New couldn't get into the opener, right? It's just, it's not feasible for me. The rub is I got Giants tickets. I kind of got them for free. Do I sell them and take the profits on it?
Mm-hmm. First of all, after the way the Giants played.
If they're going to do that again, why do I want to go to the game?
It's twofold.
Other than to hear the boos in person.
My first thought is, no, come on. It's been one game. No. Like, that's my first reaction is to tell you no. But, this is the but. Like, they could go down to Jacksonville next week and win. And then be 1-1, and the defense could look better. I don't know if the defense is going
to
look totally fixed, but the defense could look better.
For a week.
Well, no. This is the issue, though. Do you, like, I don't have any thought that the Giants are ever going to be competitive this year at all.
Right.
So,
especially not after what I saw yesterday.
Your question is, do you go to see a game that you really strongly believe you're going to win? Like, people are like, there's no Clayton Toon on this schedule. Yeah, but there's a Daniel Jones, and that's still pretty close. Do you go to a game that you really strongly believe they're going to win? Or do you just go, nah, you know what? If a Giants fan wants to go or some other Browns fan wants to go, I just take the cash.
Yeah, I mean,
and then move
you're
on.
Not going to get rich selling Giants tickets.
So I wish I could, I wish I could tell you what to do. Like, you're not going to make a considerable profit on those tickets then, Owen. So I think
I'll let you know right now. Whatever you tell me to do, that's what I'm doing.
I'd say go.
Oh, then
come
go.
On.
Then if I'm telling you what to do, I'm telling you to go.
And I think, they have beat, like, I went out
How
of
many
my
tickets?
Way.
I can't make any money. I got four tickets.
The four less Giants fans.
Listen,
there were too many Cowboys fans there yesterday.
September 22nd, you're likely to get beautiful weather. The September games,
yes.
The sun, it is a glorious, it's very different from December.
I'm going to really miss it when they, you know.
Right? You're not going to get that tan the same way. But they have beefed up their game day operations. It's a lot more fun going to the games now than maybe even, you know, 7-10 years ago. And, you know, the season's not over. Come on, Owen. They lost one game. You know, Stefanski in 2020, his very first game, they got blown out.
Through that. If I have to set through that performance that they just had.
What, you don't think? So let me give you this. Nobody wants to hear this today. I know we got full lines, and people are already recording our phone calls and putting it out there on social media.
Ben Axelrod, awful announcing. No. Thank you. Good God.
Is there any chance no one's going to want to hear this? I don't think Kevin Stefanski is going to want to hear this. Is there any chance that was their preseason game?
Oh, jeez. No excuse radio. But, and this is what
it looked like a preseason game.
So that's what I mean.
Oh, God. What a terrible excuse.
Between the two, and Dallas had 11 penalties. Dak Prescott underthrew about five balls that could have been a lot bigger plays.
Yeah,
he could have played a lot
true.
Better. Is there any way that was their getting out of their system? Because that's in 2020. That's what happened with Stefanski. That's the Baltimore Ravens game.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they lose like 31-7?
They got crushed.
We got killed that
That was
game.
Just as bad, if not worse, than this game.
Okay.
And they made the playoffs that year.
No excuses. There's no excuse to lose like that yesterday. So I'm going to hope that that's the way they took it. I hope that we come in next Monday and you call it a preseason game. I mean, this, you know, yesterday a preseason game, not the Jacksonville game coming up. I mean, the season's got to start at some point. Like, you laid that foundation last week. You laid that. You said, well, you know, they really haven't played together. And I kept going, no. I said I wasn't going to make any excuses. I'm not going to make any excuses. You kept saying it. You kept saying it. And I didn't want to hear it. And I think it did creep into people's minds during this time. Because, by the way, I think there were a lot of Browns fans who sold their tickets on the secondary market to Cowboys fans. There were way too many damn Cowboys jerseys in there. I would say, well, if you want to put a percentage on it, I'd say 28-30% of fans were Cowboys fans. I was not thrilled.
And you know what? It felt like more probably because they were the team, they were the fans that had something to cheer about.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, I mean, people were telling me, oh, it was 60-40. And I'm like, well, 60-40.
That was probably
that's...
who's left in the stadium.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because about the fourth quarter, it really started
to I didn't take that into account. And when I go to Guardians games and the Yankees are in town, I hate the upstate Yankees fans. I don't know if I want to let the upstate Giants fans into the building.
Yeah, don't let them out. But honestly, you guys got to a serious football point there about the preseason. And about, like, because you mentioned that last week, Anthony, like, you wanted to, and I wouldn't let you off the spot going, no, you have to start the season this week. But I did think it got a lot of people. That's why nobody was surprised. I'm hearing a little bit of vitriol. I'm hearing a little bit of anger. But really what I'm hearing is a lot of sad acceptance, because I think a lot of people expected this yesterday. I really do, man. I think a lot of people expected it to not. Like, even the excuse makers are like, well, he never starts off well anyway, so fine. You know, no big deal. And I'm like, no, you can't. I can't keep sitting there and make excuses for professional football players.
But I guess I'd ask the question.
You have to be able to call it down the line now.
Why? And forget about the fact that they terrorized our offensive line, that they were in Deshaun's face the entire game.
Yeah, they weren't
game.
Good either.
But just forget about all that for a second.
The defense wasn't good either. It was a total team terrible performance.
It was. Why would anybody think that Watson would have this great chemistry with, like, Jerry Jeudy? They didn't practice together, guys. They
did throw a touchdown pass to Jerry Jeudy.
That was nice. Why would you think that was going to come out rocking? Like, just because they said? Guys, teams everywhere say a lot of things.
It's been 2 years before this. And they traded for Jeudy. Like, I think that's another thing. It's like, there's nowhere to go here. That's why, like, people are like, well, Ken. No. There's no more R word. They traded for three wide receivers for the guy. They traded for three wide receivers for the guy. You got rid of Alex Van Pelt. You're telling me that he was perfectly hunky-dory with Alex Van Pelt, and that's why they got rid of Alex Van Pelt. They got rid of him. They brought it, which, by the way, Alex Van Pelt, did you see what New England did to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Anyway, you bring in Ken Dorsey. Why'd you bring in Ken Dorsey? The history he has with bigger mobile quarterbacks. Like, that's, and Deshaun Watson is a guy who gets out there, and he's a big dude. So you have all these for him. Like, there's nowhere to go. There's no more understanding that I can find out of it.
But what's done is done. For everybody getting annoyed that I even bring up, hey, was that a throwaway game? It was against an NFC team. It's not going to kill you.
They're annoyed with
you,
I'm sure, for that.
You can be annoyed with me all you want, but you better be praying that I'm right. Because if I'm wrong, then this season is so doomed.
Oh, yeah, I pray that you're right. I really pray that you're right.